producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to say.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for us.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Sunday afternoon to you. Good Sunday morning. It is the first broadcast day of the week for the United States and World of Health Talk Radio here. And we have got to rock the world with, health stories that you won't hear in the way we deliver them. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, and of course, TalkNetwork.com and iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Epic Times, and UK Health Radio, and everywhere in between. Thanks for being here. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The man flu. Do you men get the flu? Is it because you lack estrogen? We got a story on that. I kid you not. We're going to talk about it. Vladimir Putin says the greatest threat to human evolution, big pharma, GMOs, and vaccines. Is it true? Well, it might be true, but did he say it? We're going to find that out, too. Hopefully, we'll dig to the deep end, if we will. Jeffrey Jackson will be with us. Action Jackson, talking about an HPV shot scandal to end all scandals. The kind of, what would we call it? Illicit, explicit, I don't know how we would describe it. Just horrible, horrible in the scientific realm. Fraud! Research fraud! Leading to teenagers, kids, girls, deaths, paralysis, infertility. We're going to get to that. Also, an Autism Recovery Summit update with Luminara in a moment. First up, Super Don and I are going to talk about a French drug trial. And it doesn't involve, well, does it involve? This is a controversy. I talked about this on the Jerry Doyle Show just a couple of days ago, where I think five or six folks are really sick. One died, four or five, maybe more, hospitalized with severe, maybe brain injury. And the headlines were reading out of France, could this be cannabis or a cannabis-derived drug? Do you notice, Super Don, that word cannabis was thrown out pretty quickly?
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
My immediate response was, of course, that this is garbage. It's not cannabis. But it could be a synthetic analog or derivative. We have evidence within our own research journals, not mine personally, but let's say within the Western world, as well as experience out there clinically, that says the use of a synthetic THC, derived from marijuana, initially THC, of course, but now synthesized, and it's called Marinol, FDA-approved drug to primarily address what? The side effects of cancer therapy, chemotherapy specifically. And it comes with horrible side effects of its own, which are actually direct effects of the drug that they don't like. Ironically, or maybe not so, the actual plant, cannabis, when used, ingested, even smoked, reverses the effects, many of the effects of chemotherapy, including nausea and cachexia, which is the wasting away because people have no appetite. But the Marinol does not do that, the synthetic derivation, if you will, or synthetic manifestation of the plant. Now, in France, the hand is not used like a knife. That's Japan. In France, what is it that they claim that this is or is not? Now, when we first looked at this story again before the weekend hit, we looked at this and nobody was telling us whether it was or was not cannabis except to say it may be derived, it may be related,
And were they going to use this as an excuse to say, see, cannabis is so dangerous? How many people do you know that have used or are using cannabis, not from in a drug form, not in a Marinol form, but even recreationally, are dealing with death or severe brain injury? Super Don, you've known some people to smoke weed over the years. Have you met anyone outside of being mellow like Jeff Spicoli? We're talking serious brain injury.
You mean somebody who might be mimicking brain damage?
Right, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, no, listen, there was a graph, a statistic that came out just recently showing that the number of deaths from overdose of cannabis has maintained its level for the last 2 years, which is zero. It's not killing people.
No, it's not. But come on, could it be in France, man? The French weed is bad? Could it be that?
The wee weed?
The wee weed. Oh, no, couldn't be that. You know, it concerned me a little bit that, you know, is this the pushback, for instance, to say, see, now we've got science to support the danger of cannabis. Even though they've got none and have had none, it's all been a bluster, a foundation of lies and deceit to get you to say that this is the devil's weed, it's the planet's evil, right? And in this French drug trial, now we get some audio clips from the news sources out there that one of the French ministers talking about this drug trial, and they're claiming it isn't. But let's go ahead and see if we can parse that, because it's French translated into English. You know how they do that sometimes live on the news. And it doesn't translate as easy into radio, but I want to go ahead and play it so you can hear it from their so-called French mouths. Or actually, it's probably a BBC report, but coming from the French minister. Let me just unmute that, and we'll hear it.
Contrary to what I may have heard, this drug does not contain any cannabis. There is no drug derived from cannabis. It acts on natural systems that allow to fight against pain. It's what we call the endocannabinoid or cannabinoid endological. And I insist on that. There is no cannabis in this drug.
And you hear at the end, he's translating. And I insist on that. There is no cannabis in this drug.
Yes.
So
now when you hear that, mm-hmm. The impression that I get is that she is really wanting to make sure that everybody understands. I insist there is no cannabis.
Yeah, it was pretty emphatic.
Yeah. Now, what would be the reason for that?
Because the French foreign minister smokes weed.
People are going to be upset because they might possibly be using cannabis when it turns out in this clinical trial, it killed people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, but please don't be upset that you may think that we may have used cannabis. Oh, my goodness, no.
Yeah. BioTrial International said it was in close and regular contact with the health authorities and ministry in France. So there, you know, because some have claimed this was a rogue thing. No one knew. Evidently, it was known, and it wasn't cannabinoid. It wasn't a cannabis. You know, if it was derived from it, they don't even say that, but they say there was nothing in there of the plant. And you know,
it's too bad. I wish it had cannabis in it, because we wouldn't be even talking about this story.
Well, yeah, because no one would have died, and people would have been helped. And that's the point. They're looking to manage pain in this case. We've already addressed and assessed that many times over the years here. The use of cannabidiol, CBD, from the industrial hemp plant can help that in many ways, safely, without being a drug. So anyway, that's more information than I had on Friday when we were talking to Jerry Doyle on the air on his program. By the way, you can hear podcasts of this show there as well at epictimes.com. 866-939-BELL. His op-ed said the notes are up at robertscottbell.com, so you can check out this story for yourself. All of the links, including the support of our sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Big news from the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. They've released startling new data that shows exactly how prevalent prescription drug overdoses are in the United States. And, you know, it's bad, but what's even, well, really more shocking than anything is that all of you gun grabbers out there, Bernie Sanders included, guns are far safer than prescription drugs.
Ooh.
Not even close contest. Yeah.
Oh. What are we going to do?
Listen, somebody would want to try to kill you with a gun. That's a gun homicide. you're twice as likely to die from a prescription drug than you are to die from someone who intends to kill you with a gun. Twice as likely. All right, and if that's not, you know, good enough, because we know gun homicides are somewhat rare relative to the population, intentional use in that regard. Let's go to the accidental use of firearms, right? It's an accident, it's not intentional. How much more likely are you to die from a prescription drug than an accidental firearm injury leading to death? The number is staggering. It's 36. 36. You are 36 times more likely to die from a prescription drug overdose than from an accident involving a firearm.
Mm. Boy, where is still not looking good there.
Where is Obama on this? Where's Obama on this?
Guns are terrible. Guns kill people, right?
Not as frequently as drugs. And of course, it requires a human to pull the trigger, typically, unless you give it to a monkey.
But let's be objective now. It also takes a human to put a drug in their mouth and swallow it, right?
And it takes a drugged human to write a prescription for that drug.
That's right.
And then a pharmacist to fill it, and of course. Good news, you'll be able to get it delivered. We'll get to that.
Let me ask you something. Is there a statistic on here showing how many people will pick up a gun and shoot somebody because they're on pharmaceutical drugs?
Right, which really means that the numbers are even bigger.
That's
because the deaths due to firearms may in fact be due to drugs or people on drugs using firearms. Not the street variety, but those approved by the FDA. Listen to this. In fact, even if you're solely looking at prescription drug deaths, the numbers are greater than homicides with firearms, accidental deaths by firearms, and even drunk driving deaths. Not even a close contest there either. Right? And so we talk about drug control because they always talk about gun control. If you really care about deaths, and that includes deaths of children, where is drug control? Oh, wait, we already have that. You have a Drug Enforcement Administration. You have many drugs that are on schedules, 1, 2, and 3, that make them illegal in many ways. You have police, local, state, and seemingly federal, targeting drugs. And they haven't done squat relative to the reality of the harm that is happening due to drugs. Don't believe me? Go look at the Pharma Death Clock. PharmaDeathClock.com, and you'll see what we're talking about. The gun grabbers... They claim they're sincere. They only want to protect you. If they did, they should be protecting you from the drugs that might cause you to go out and use a firearm in that way. Or even not using a firearm, just take you out of the life chain or others, including children. And including the vaccines that are targeting children and teenagers, like the, Cervarix and Gardasil for HPV. Jeffrey Jackson's going to join us, talk about that next hour. Back with an autism recovery update. The seminar, the summit is on. You need to hear more about it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Scott Bell Show.
Could cannabis help migraine sufferers? We got a story on that, too. Lots of healing to go. Oh, man, we've just begun. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 if you'd like to be part of the show or leave that number open 24/7. You can leave a message there or just go to robertscottbell.com, submit your question or comment, and we got 2 hours a day, 6 days a week with which to use to eventually get to it. And we'll get to that in a moment, but we've got, well, the Autism Recovery Summit. It started, it launched yesterday, and it's amazing. And we had Luminara on a couple of times talking about it, and I just want to let you know about it again because, well, for those of you who are interested in my perspectives on it, sometimes I don't, well, I can't do a show on one thing because we broadcast, we don't narrowcast. So when I get interviewed for these kinds of things, I get to go deeper into issues and remedies and protocols. And the issue of autism is one that's only growing. Remember Stephanie Seneff, Dr. Stephanie Seneff, PhD from MIT. She said by 2025, we're dealing with one in two children in the autism spectrum based on a number of things, including glyphosate, the genetically engineered Roundup and Roundup Ready foods. Those aren't, they shouldn't be considered foods. But Stephanie is one of those that are interviewed in this. Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt is also involved in it. Carrie Rivera. I mean, there's an astounding array of good folks. Our friend Dr. Rob Streisel, he's going to talk about the endocannabinoid system and cannabinoids in recovery for those suffering within the autism spectrum. And my good buddy Paul Bertero, he's going to talk about autism as it relates to the gut health and specifically molecular hydrogen science.
And there's some very interesting things linking the what hydrogen can do in the system, in the gut, and the facilitation of recovery for children who are suffering within that spectrum. Dr. Roy Dittman, one of my favorites, the Brighton baby, preventing autism during the prenatal or perinatal period. So they're just phenomenal. There's a whole moms panel, moms that have been dealing with this for years. So if you know anybody that's dealing with children within the spectrum from mildest to severest, or most severe, I shall say, this Autism Recovery Summit is going to be great. Now, tomorrow, evidently, I think is the day they're airing my interview on restoring gut integrity after medical treatment. That's what's called iatrogenic enterocolitis, gut inflammation, explosions associated with vaccines, antibiotics, and the like. And every time somebody interviews me about it, there are different things that are revealed and released. And so I'm encouraging you, if you haven't gone to robertscottbell.com, please do so today or as soon as you hear this message. And you'll see in the show notes today for the 17th of January, there's a picture of Luminara Serter, who has hosted this event. And you can just click on her picture. And there's also a banner, if you scroll further in the notes, it says Autism Recovery Telesummit. And you'll be taken there, and you can hear for free the interview that she did with me, as well as others. Those of you who want to get it for later, you can do that as well. Options are there. And by the way, if you participate, I've authorized, if I can say it that way, the whole chapter, blown-out chapter on the gut recovery protocol from Unlock the Power to Heal to be made available to you for free. Okay? So there. Just trying to do something nice for a change, right? Not like the mean old RSB. Oh, he's so mean and nasty. He never helps anybody. See, Super Don?
The Scrooge of the health world. That's you.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, indeed. So anytime we have an opportunity to get the word out, I like to participate in these things. And, you know, your linking through and signing up actually assists the Robert Scott Bell Show and me and Super Don and our mission to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. Number of other events coming up. The Right to Try Conference, February 5th through 7th in Cuchara, Colorado, Southern Colorado. Those of you up there, check it out. The links are in more upcoming RSV events in the show notes. The VICASA Integrative Health Expo in Orlando. That's the 6th and 7th. I'll make it there for the 7th for a broadcast. California Jam, the Cal Jam, March 18th through 20th. Ty Bollinger will be there. Billy D, of course, is there. We've got Dr. Wolfson is there, the paleocardiologist, I shall say. I mean, we got an incredible lineup of folks that are going to be out there with us. Cal Jam, Total Health 2016, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. April 8th, 9th, and 10th, Ty Bollinger will be there, the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. He is awesome. We do Detox of Fridays now, every Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Make sure you download the archives. More conferences coming up. We'll let you know, but stay in touch with us at robertscottbell.com. That's the best way. And, of course, the archives available through GCN right away after the show. And then iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podcast, as well as Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and, of course, the new TalkNetwork.com. Lots more broadcast healing to go. The FBI can't find hackers. Why not? Oh, yeah, it's a good story. And it's another bit of updates you want to hear.
Around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every year. So when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I'm still going back to one of the opening stories today about guns being safer than prescription drugs. And, you know, that's not surprising to me. It hasn't been. We've covered things like that over the years. What is sort of surprising, but I guess not, you know, this is where I risk getting into the Hegelian dialectic and going, all right, pretty much the political left, not everybody, but a lot of them believe that guns are the source of the problem, and yet would look the other way when it comes to the deaths caused by modern medicine. And we've seen this on the left coast, in particular California and the West Coast, with the passing of SB 277 last year, which mandated the vaccine schedule for children to enter school there, including private school. without religious exemption, philosophical exemption, which used to exist. And it's just a cognitive dissonance that is dangerous and deadly. And it's intellectually dishonest or disingenuous if you're confronted with this. If you don't know, okay, you're ignorant. But that ignorance in this case is dangerous because it causes you to go after the very thing that our founders had assessed was probably the most important, second only to speech, freedom of religion, but right there to protect it, Second Amendment. And every time I see a political lefty reporter trying to corner somebody who believes in that the Second Amendment is there for real good reason, they want to get them trapped into saying, I believe that our right to keep and bear arms is because of the potential for tyrannical government. And, of course, then they would try to say, oh, that's just crazy talk. That wouldn't happen, which belies the history of governments on planet Earth and current history as well, to disarm them. Now, the FBI, not a big fan, much of the case. It's not to say they never do any good. It's not to say you can say even the FBI has never done any good. Right? You can't say that about it. I mean, there's always something you can find to point to. Okay, they did something good there, right? But the FBI, of course, they do have all the firearms they want. Well, the DEA has all the firearms they want. Now we got the Bureau of Land Management, BLM. We've got these strange organizations in the federal government that carry major league firepower. Now, I want to switch over from that firepower to the firepower of protecting us from cyber attack, which is not necessarily a bullet made of lead or copper jacketed, etc. But it's a very unusual story because the FBI is having a rough time here. They can't figure this thing. They seemingly can't figure this thing out. So we're going to help them with this segment. It's known as a cannabis update, and you'll understand why in just a moment.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. I'd like to tell you just what I'm talking about.
You, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back for time.
I know you got to be wondering, why would there be a cannabis update related to the FBI and cybersecurity? Well, it turns out, friends, that the FBI says it can't find enough hackers to go to work for the so-called good guys to stop these cyber crimes. They can't find them. What do you mean they can't find them? There are young hackers everywhere. Probably a lot of them don't have jobs. Why can't they find them? Well, evidently, the federal anti-drug policy, which includes the plant known as cannabis, makes it damn near impossible to find a decent hacker because they all smoke pot.
Whoops.
Whoops. What do you mean? Why is that a problem? Well, do you know about drug testing? Do you know that they include the detection of THC in those drug tests? And they say, oh, man, if you've smoked pot within the last 3 years, you're not going to be joining the FBI to become an anti-cyber hacker. This guy was interviewed, Jeff Sessions. I think it was, Senator Jeff Sessions. FBI Director Comey told those in attendance at the Senate hearing on the Bureau's oversight that he was just kidding. About what? About not hiring folks because they smoke pot? No, he wasn't really kidding. He says, I'm absolutely dead set against using marijuana. I don't want young people to use marijuana. It's against the law. We have a 3-year ban on marijuana. I did not say that I'm going to change that ban. I said I have to grapple with the change in my workforce. What is he trying to wiggle out of here? If you've got a 3-year ban, in other words, if someone's used cannabis in the last 3 years, you can't hire them. What about that says you're trying to deal with a change in your workforce, unless you're trying to hire people who don't know how to cyber hack, who can't do their jobs? I mean, wasn't this the point of McAfee? Didn't we interview him, presidential candidate?
We did. That's right.
He said the feds are just woefully behind. I'm being polite in the way he said it, in terms of cybersecurity. Absolutely beyond belief. They need, and his argument was that you need a president that not only knows that that is a problem, but that actually knows how to deal with it. Not just that hires so-called experts to figure it out, because they're all being duped. And it's interesting that they don't like people on pot because of the number one reason I said over the years when I found this out. that people utilizing cannabis are less easily programmed. Isn't that funny? We're using cybersecurity, computer programming, and it turns out that the best hackers are utilizing a plant that makes them less likely to be subject to programming.
Now, here's the question. Is this the chicken before the egg or the egg before the chicken? Because is it the hackers become better hackers because they smoke pot? Or is it smoking pot makes them want to be a hacker? I don't know.
It's a good. Do you have an inclination of thought in that regard, Superdoc?
I mean, hackers just like to smoke pot. Personally.
Okay, that's your perspective. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's a little of the latter or the former, depending on how it was, in that the utilization of cannabis tends to get you outside of a certain box. Because those who, you know, and again, I'm not speaking as a smoker, one who's experienced with this. So you got to take this for whatever it's worth, because you might say he's not credible in saying this. But if you talk to folks that most use it recreationally, they tend to talk about creativity, whether it be music or art, something along those lines that's not necessarily related to conformity. Now, if you talk about hacking a computer, yes, you have to understand computers and the language. But would you not also have to be creative in working around the establishment box in terms of how to navigate that terrain? And could it be that the use of cannabis in these hackers is opening themselves to see things in a different way? How's that for a supposition or at least a question to put out there, Superdon?
Look at you being all like brainiac and stuff.
I, you know, the only thing I did take, I took my plus CBD oil from CannaVest.
See?
I don't know if that helped.
Yeah.
Remember all of the argument on that first story we did, too, about cannabis. They said, oh, it's a cannabis drug. It's killing the brain. But it turns out that the cannabinoids protect the brain, and they regenerate neural tissue. So clearly, whatever they're doing in the medical realm to drug, make this a drug or address the cannabinoid system through synthetic molecules is destroying the thing that which the plant can protect, interestingly enough.
It's just a classic example of the arrogance of man, which we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You have an endocannabinoid. Now, let's focus here on the word here. Endocannabinoid system.
Yes.
Which obviously is going to respond to what? Cannabis. You know, cannabinoid cannabis. Mm-hmm. Not some synthetic man-made thing that you, you know, try to invent in order to mimic cannabis. Use cannabis for endocannabinoid system.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you would think anyway, it's not rocket science. But this is the way they do it, because if they can't synthesize it, they can't patent it, which means they can't make any money.
Well, they're going to try, but of course you see what happens in a drug trial in France. Deadly results. Synthesize a wonderful plant like that. Not good. Even the so-called K2, which they call synthetic marijuana, I have no earthly idea what that is, but it's not cannabis. It's not the plant.
And it's sending people to the ER. It's killing people. It's causing brain damage. Can we figure out how one is related to the other?
Yeah. According to the Wall Street Journal, FBI Director James Comey said that in order to pursue so-called cyber criminals, the government would pretty much have to let government hackers get stoned. Because who's going to quit the habit just to work for the FBI, right? He says this. He says, I have to hire a great workforce to compete with those cyber criminals, and some of those kids want to smoke weed on the way to the interview. Right, on the way to the interview, like, dude, yeah, this is what I do. Give me some, you know, what was it in Armageddon or one of those movies where he had to hack the planet? He's like, just give me a bunch of tasty cakes. You know, that guy was smoking a lot of weed.
Those tasty cakes, the ones that you endorsed that one time.
That's right. That was a funny thing. Well, long-time listeners will appreciate Super Don's wit in warping my language. All right. So the agency's current regs said that lawmen won't hire someone who has smoked marijuana less than 3 years. And again, it's a problem because they're the ones that are experts at dealing with hacking. Interesting. Very interesting. Now, again, this is not me endorsing everybody go out and get stoned, get high. I'm not saying that. I'm just reporting the information. You got to make up your own mind on this stuff. We talk about the cannabinoid system a little bit in Unlock the Power to Heal. I got more updates coming in the next version soon. All right, this another cannabis update real quick. Marijuana may help prevent and treat migraines. Of course, they use the term we don't like to use because it's slang, but cannabis. Let's just use it what it is, say what it is. The research included 221 people diagnosed with migraines treated with cannabis between January 2010 and September 2014. And the patient's number of migraines fell from just over 10 to less than 5 per month, which is statistically and clinically significant, they say. 50% improvement. How many drugs do that? Of course, they like to say, well, there are risks. I don't know what they don't mention what the risks are, because that's a lie. But they acknowledge that they can't run controlled clinical trials because the federal government still carries it as a Schedule I drug. That means it's only dangerous, only addictive, only deadly, with no benefit whatsoever, which we know is not true. This study was published in Pharmacotherapy. And by the way, the reason the feds are not reversing course on Schedule I is because the president, the head of the executive branch, is bound by treaty, however unconstitutional you may perceive it to be, on international drug trafficking to keep cannabis a banned substance. Yep, ruled and run by treaty. Donald Trump, if you get to be president, you're going to learn about that. What are you going to do about it, if anything? Bernie Sanders, what are you going to do about it, if anything? The hackers? You want to do the anti-hackers? FBI, you better start hiring some stoners or you're toast. Or you're baked. Should I say you're baked? Yeah, you're baked. You saw that coming, didn't you?
There you go.
All right, the man flu coming up next. What do women have that we don't, perhaps, that makes them man up during the flu when we women down? That was so sexist.
Man was.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Woman. Take that, Robert Scadbell.
Yeah, I know. That's my penance for going out sexist style before the break. I was so horrible. But it's appropriate. That was a Shania Twain awesome song, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, because this next story, men, if you felt like women, you'd probably be not as whiny and wimpy when you get the flu.
Or they call it the man flu. One or the other.
You'd be what?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, no, no, not that kind of man, I feel like
she
a woman.
She feels like a woman.
That's not what I'm talking about. It's the man flu story. Listen, I'll be the first to admit, I'll be the only man to admit. I'm man enough to admit that we're wimpier than women in many ways. Women are tougher than men in many ways. And one of those ways is when we suffer with the flu, we tend to go, oh, help me, I can't get out of bed. If women have the flu, they're still cooking for the kids, getting them ready.
Vacuuming the floors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's insane what they're able to do compared to men. I know men are going to go, now you're sexist in the wrong way, the other way, right? But come on, tell me you haven't experienced something like this, men, where you're like, no, baby me. I'm a baby. You got to take care of me. Well, there's a story about the whiny men because they might have an excuse now. That they claim now the man flu and they can't do anything because they're not a woman. Why? Because these headlines are based on a recent study that suggests estrogen could play a role in flu resistance. Right? Man flu stories show how we make women's health all about dudes. That's the headline. Now, is it true? Now, the lead researcher says, no, that's a huge leap in logic to say that proves anything about the man flu. She says her study doesn't have anything to do with guys at all, whiny or otherwise. She said, I find it so interesting that my research got misrepresented to be all about men, right? You men, it's all about you, isn't it? Right? Sabra Klein, Associate Professor of Molecular Microbiology and Immunology at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. They found that adding estrogen to nasal cells, the cells typically infected by influenza, helps stop the virus from replicating in cells from women, but not cells from men. So from there, people are going gaga and going, see, men, you need a little bit more estrogen, or maybe a little bit more estrogen receptors. Now, I call BS on this, and I will acknowledge that even the lead researcher says it's not necessarily true, because these are in vitro studies. Remember, we talked about the difference in a test tube or beaker or, in fact, a petri dish. And the way things interact with things in a petri dish is often very different than the way it acts in a living system. Estrogen receptors, we've talked about estrogen dominance, not a good thing in terms of cancer. If you don't want it, you don't want estrogen dominance, you don't want to overemphasize estrogen receptors. So this to me is a little bit silly, considering that we know ways to stop viral replication that go beyond the endocrine system. Your own immune system operates this way because of the gut microbiome. Now, as it may relate to estrogen would be an argument that you could make, because the endocrine system depends also upon our microbiome, as does our entire immune system. So there is a relationship there. But to say it's because men lack estrogen or estrogen receptors for nasal cells, I blow snot all over that, Super Don, just so you know.
Oh, poor Robert.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah, you just rained on that estrogen parade again. Sorry.
Interesting article, because it almost seems like, you know, somebody was trying to come up with an excuse for guys being wusses.
Yeah.
It's because we don't have enough estrogen. That's right. Why.
That's it.
You know, we get the flu worse than women, so that's why. No, maybe you're just a wuss.
Right. And if
or
only
maybe
you had.
You're lucky and you have a very caring wife that wants to take care of you.
Yes, the nurturer.
Maybe you ought to reciprocate as well, when she's got the flu. Maybe take care of the kids or do the housework a little bit or pick up the slack, you know?
Right. But no, I don't have enough estrogen. That's the excuse. Right? That's it. Of course, men, you want more estrogen. You want a higher voice. You want to shrink your testes. Of course, you can do that by taking testosterone injections. Interesting. And steroids will do that, too. Because you get a negative feedback loop. There's a lot of reasons why messing with the endocrine system in this way, not a good plan. If you want to deal with it safely, homeopathically, there are remedies Dr. Frank King has at kingbio.com, which would be awesome as well. So, and of course, the flu formulas. We talked about silver hydrosol and the ability to neutralize, if you will, viral replication. In fact, Jerry Doyle was on there. I was like, Dr. Jerry Doyle. I don't know. You got to hear my Friday interview with him. He was like, so does this happen when this Robert and this with this and this? And he was laying out biological pathways, dude. He's smart.
Wow.
Yeah. No, he's been listening, paying attention. I love it. And I hope you're paying attention, too. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors. Next hour, Jeffrey Jackson, Action Jackson, the HPV shot scandals. This may bring down Merck. Yeah. But the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Way not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Way tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.